Bow together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your promise to hear our prayers. We thank you so much that you said that you would be with us wherever two or three are gathered together. We thank you so much that you care enough, that you care, that you are with us. Father God, we thank you for Bill Glass Prison Ministry and all the wonderful work that they do. We ask you to be with Russell, who passed out yesterday during their event. We thank you, Lord, for Michael and the number one baseball team and that whole family of wonderful people that share so much with us. Traveling mercies for all of those who will be on the road, whether it is to sports events or headed home or going to visit or all the summer wonderful things that we do. For the soldier who was released by the Taliban, Lord, we are thankful for his release. And we pray your peace upon those people and upon the countries that are in such turmoil, that they will see the light of your truth and know that what they do is hurting not only the people that they injure, but those that they seek to help sometimes. Father God, for those who are still in captivity, especially those who are in captivity because of things that they have done for you, Lord, we ask you to be with them and give them hope and courage and a knowledge of your presence. Father God, for our leaders and our lawmakers, we ask you to give them courage and sanity, that they may not make new laws that will curtail our religious freedoms or any of our freedoms. For Tommy, who is facing back surgery, and for Shirley, who could not be with us this morning, be with them, help them, heal them, strengthen them, and bring them back to us. For Tina and Charlie in North Carolina, be with them and help them and strengthen them and give them a knowledge of your presence and a peace. For Donnie and Judy, we thank you, Lord, for the reports of his recovery, and we ask you to continue to be with them and strengthen them. For the women's circle that is doing such good work, Father God, we thank you for bringing these women together and for being present in their circle, that they may know you, that they may worship you, that they may be filled by you with your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the Paffords being here, and we thank you for Aiden's graduation from the fifth grade, for all the young people who are graduating and moving on to new grades and new challenges, and those who are graduating and moving on to new lives. Father God, this time of year we celebrate so much. We know that you are with us all, and yet we need to be reminded of your many blessings. We know that our lives begin and end, and you go on forever. Be with us that we may be with you forever, that our lives in this world may be but a moment, where our life in you is for all time. Father God, we thank you, most of all for your Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.